Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 25th day of January, 2011. Going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And joining us on the broadcast is the host of the show, Decoded. He'll be popping in later in the next hour, reportedly, Brad Meltzer. And then our interview got cut off short because she got time zones messed up. Phyllis Schlafly will be joining us, the founder of the Eagle Forum, coming up in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, to talk about the future of this country and are we really going to see change out of this Republican House of Representatives and what's going to happen if they don't deliver on fully repealing Obamacare or what's going to happen if they go along with Obama, who Mr. Gibbs said yesterday at the White House briefing will be pushing gun grabbing, victim disarmament tonight in the State of the Union. So she'll be popping in with us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast. We're going to have open phones throughout the transmission today on any subject or any item you wish to discuss, but I do want to open the phones up, at least in the first half of the broadcast, to first-time callers only, because I just talked to so many people who've tried to call in over the years who can never get involved. Any of the issues I'm about to cover, you are welcome to call in about. Now, we had a chilling phone call at the end of the broadcast yesterday from a man who had been in the military, in the Army and then in the National Guard, assigned to the State Guard in the Northwest for martial law takeover drills and to set up checkpoints and run people's driver's license and license plate and then put them in the backs of Army trucks. Now, what was so chilling about the phone call is I have been to more than 15. I was trying to count it up in my mind last night. Instead of counting sheep going to bed at midnight, I was trying to count how many urban warfare drills I've been to, where they're openly training to put Americans in FEMA camps. And now you know about the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the 10 regional FEMA governors, Rex 84, the Emergency Centers Act, the Model States Emergency Powers Act. What was so chilling from hearing from him is that there's no way he could fake that and not be telling the truth, because everything he was saying on air, I've separately confirmed myself and reverse engineered from the public record and from attending these events, some of which were unannounced. I just got tips from inside police departments in the military and was able to jump on airplanes or get in the car and drive to cover those. But just to hear it from a member of the military and how when they would ask questions about the role players saying, I'm an American, I'm your uncle, I'm your dad, I go to church with your wife, but they're still taken out of their car at the checkpoint and put in the Army truck, to hear that really brings it home how serious it is and how they were immediately kicking them out of the National Guard and the State Guard if they even ask questions. The same thing is done, obviously, with the TSA. And we've confirmed, we first got reports of it from callers, and then we confirmed and saw blurbs in the news that they called the TSA in and said, you have a problem with the radiation from these scanners. You have a problem sticking your hands down people's pants. And if you have any problem, they tell you, thank you very much. And about a week later, you get your pink slip, you're laid off. This is how they're doing it. This is how they're building an army of police, military, and TSA government, not even police officers, not even sworn officers, goon squads who know nothing about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're just creating a new brown shirt brigade that really believes they're protecting us from terrorism and now rolling them out on the streets. And we also have it in the clergy response teams and the InfraGuard reports that have come out and the documents we've received. That they are preparing for a total takeover and a hot form, not a cold form, of creeping tyranny and slow martial law, but building up towards a hot martial law, a mass roundup with the red list, the blue list, and the rest of it. Now, we've got to get the word out about this, speak out against it, and say no to it, because it's so brazenly tyrannical, so illegal, so unconstitutional, so treasonous, that if we stand up and aren't intimidated by this and speak out against it, they won't get away with it. But they're beta testing it right now. We'll be right back with big news on the TSA in Ventura.
There's a man.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are locked and loaded, ready to go in the info war. Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday edition, the 25th day of January 2011. We're going to have open phones for first-time callers, at least in the first hour and a half, ahead of several informative guests that we have joining us. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Okay. Obviously, I'm going to talk some about the State of the Union coming up tonight with Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. The White House press secretary confirmed what we reported on a week ago, that there are rumors, and he's now confirmed those, that Obama will throw down the gauntlet. Of course, he's such a liar, and his handlers are such liars, we don't know if that's actually going to happen. But we've confirmed that they are saying, Gibbs said in a press conference yesterday, White House press conference, that they will be bringing out gun grabbing, victim disarmament, tonight. A lot of other big facets coming up, a real constitutional split. with the Supreme Court justices, at least two of them reporting that they're not going to be attending tonight because Obama singled them out and excoriated them, which is just an amazing thing to do via the separation of powers, completely unconstitutional. In the spirit of what he did at the last State of the Union. We're going to be going over that important stack, and I'd love to hear from you on your views ahead of the State of the Union. We're also being told that the big push is going to be some new campaign slogans that are going to be rolled out. It's a Republican slogan used on the West Coast in Oregon and Washington, and that's confirmed, but he's stealing it. And the headline here in roll call is Republican owns Obama's win the future. And that's another spin or variant of hope and change. Let the confidence men just drag you and string us along a little bit longer while the banks consolidate their global government, run through their $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. So that is coming up. Huge unrest via what's more and more looking like NATO / CIA instituted operations, of course, from Tunisia to Egypt into Yemen. Serious riots exploding all over that area of the world. Many of these countries, so-called allies of the Anglo-American establishment or the West. Another chilling article by Paul Joseph Watson up at prisonplanet.com. Carnegie Endowment, that's one of the top globalist tax-free foundations, openly pushing world government now for 100-plus years. Carnegie touts green credentials of Genghis Khan for slaughtering 40 million people. And I'll never forget the 1996 UN Biological Diversity Assessment, where it talked about we must reduce the world population by 80%. We show screenshots of that public assessment in my film Road to Tyranny, now out for 9 years. And they said, we need to bring back human sacrifice like the Aztecs had. We need to bring back wars to reduce population. We need to have ways of slaughtering people. And, of course, you saw that in the State Department Memorandum 200 put out by Kissinger in 73, declassified in 92, where he said we need to fund the Third World through IMF and World Bank money and make sure they reduce their populations through forced sterilization and abortion, or they won't get any of the IMF World Bank loans. And we need to fund enemy nations on their borders to start wars and to create famine. So this is part of their disgusting out-of-control policy, and this article is up at prisonplanet.com and Infowars.com, lauding Genghis Khan. I mean, these reports now come out almost every day as they openly explain what they're doing. It's not like the globalists have to get over some moral compulsion to not kill. They see it as moral. Of course, it came out that the Earth First Battalion back in the 1970s and 80s at the Pentagon, it got whitewashed to a great extent by the Men Who Stare at Goats movie with George Clooney and others. But in the Earth First Battalion, and you can pull these up, it's at any library, it was published by the U.S. Army, they say, we are the pale horse death. We bring death worldwide, you know, bring in the world government. I mean, this is just amazing, amazing stuff. The first time I saw this was about 13 years ago. Tex Mars let me dig through his giant archives at his office, and I first saw a copy of the Earth First Battalion. Not to be confused with the environmental radical group Earth First, but they did basically take their name from that. Calling for this type of global carnage that they're bringing in to cleanse the earth of the parasite disease that is mankind. So remember who's in control of the government, a bunch of eugenicists hell-bent on mass extermination. But the first thing I want to get into today is an article that Aaron Dykes and I wrote together last night. And I actually just gave Aaron the research notes and the points I wanted to be made, and Aaron did the lion's share of putting out this excellent report that is up at prisonplanet.com and Infowars.com. And if you're watching or listening on the radio or at prisonplanet.tv right now, you can go over to drudgereport.com, and it is the very top link on the Drudge Report, the number one alternative news site in the world. Ventura strikes back with lawsuit against TSA, the inside story from Alex Jones about the former governor's humiliating pat-down experiences that included touching, groping, gripping, and rubbing the genitals at the hands of the TSA. And of course, he talked about this and broke the news here in November that he was not going to be flying anymore, and that basically his career in television, producing TV shows, was over because he is not going to ever fly again. And he did not fly down to Mexico for the winter. He drove his RV through the snowstorms in Minnesota in late December and traveled down there. And back at the time, I had him back on early December, and he confirmed to me, he told me in September that he didn't know what he was going to do, that his career was ending because he couldn't subject himself to this groping, this sexual assault, and that's what his lawsuit talks about, and he didn't know what to do. Then in November, privately, he told me that he was considering a lawsuit. Then in early December, to get the timeline straight, he told me off air, and so John Harmon heard it and the crew heard it, but no one else did, that he was initiating the lawsuit in early 2011, but obviously not to tell anybody about it until the lawsuit had been launched. And I said, well, hopefully we can get you on once this happens. And he said, well, you know, I don't do media when I'm in Mexico, but he said, I might do your show, but let's wait and see. And then he said he can go into town and maybe get on a phone line and call in, because he lives an hour from pavement, an hour from any town. His little bungalow has solar power, and so he really can't do interviews from there. But I got a call from Tyrell Ventura last night saying, well, the lawsuit has dropped. And I said, I know, I'm on it right now writing an article. I was on the other line, actually, with Aaron going through the article that we published in the early morning hours today. And he said, well, he'll work on getting him on the show in the next few days or in the next week. But regardless, if I give Tyrell questions, well, I actually have Jesse's email down there, but he's got to go into town to get it, that Jesse will write a statement for the show, bare minimum. But we already have his statement. It's what's in the lawsuit, and it's what he said in November and December when he broke on this show that he was no longer going to be traveling because he couldn't subject himself to the sexual humiliation. And there's already precedent here now. A woman in Texas who sued over them pulling off her shirt and bra and baring her breast and then laughing, and she was quite attractive. And then the TSA men in front of witnesses came up and said, man, I wish I could have been part of that search, baby. Once she was in the gate area crying, they were so inhuman, because they fire everybody that's human. They fire everybody that's got a soul. They fire anybody who understands that ripping colostomy bags off people or urology bags or making – they make people who can't walk. I've seen this. They order them to get up, and old men and women who look like they are 5 seconds from death, 2 minutes from midnight, can't get up, and then they make passengers pick them up. I mean, these are people that are incredibly fragile, that could break bones or pull muscles just getting from their wheelchair to a toilet. And they're always going to visit their family one more time. Or once I saw, in 2003, I was in a San Francisco airport, and they had private security on top of TSA at the gate searching people again, not just at the checkpoint. And I saw a group of World War II survivors of Pearl Harbor. And some of them had hats that, you know, said the Arizona on them. And one of these guys looked like he was about to die. He had his eye, the flesh around his eyes, the eyelids were drooping down and all red and dripping. I mean, you've all seen that with somebody who looks like they're 90 years old and, you know, smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day. And they were all wearing their World War II garb. They were all wearing their hats of what unit they were in, Marines, Navy. And it was a whole group of them, and it was these foreigners who could barely speak English in these weird Cobra Commander-type bright blue outfits and berets, jabbering and gibbering at them and making them get out of wheelchairs and asking them, what is this? And their wives, who were generally a little bit younger and were able to stand, would say, this is his oxygen tank. And I literally stopped flying for leisure at that point. And I rarely flew places to visit family or to go on a vacation. But at that point, I've never flown since for leisure, only when I absolutely have to, because I was sitting there watching this, and every bone in my body wanted to go over and get that guy by the shoulders and say, get your hands off these old men. Can't you see they're on the edge of death here, fighting to go to one more reunion at Pearl Harbor? I was waiting at another gate to fly back to Austin, and there was the plane about to take off to Hawaii. And Ventura sees that. Ventura and I witnessed that at airports together. He gets very upset by it. I'll tell you about it all when we come back.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
We're back. We're coming coming straight on for the TSA and the DHS occupation of America. They can't arrest us or get us all. We are the people. We are America. We are the Constitution. We are the Bill of Rights. And we're standing up against the offshore banks taking this country over and looting it, and the congressional prostitutes that they bought and paid for to help bring this nation into tyranny. We don't have a choice fighting these terrorists. We are going to expose them, and we're not going to shut up. We're not going to lower the tone of our rhetoric. We are the people in the spirit of 1776, and we're taking our republic back. So again, top link on DrudgeReport.com, one of the top links at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ventura strikes back with lawsuit against TSA. The inside story from Alex Jones about the former governor's humiliating pat-down experiences that included touching, gripping, and rubbing of the genitals at the hands of the TSA, and that's all in the lawsuit. They are violating his civil rights as a disabled American with a titanium hip. Every time he goes through, they pull him out and do lengthy searches. I've witnessed it. I'm going to go through that. And he gets even more upset watching them force people in wheelchairs to get up, and it is just a nightmare situation, especially in Atlanta, where I witnessed it go on for about 8 minutes, and he started speaking up against it. And the TSA was giggling and smirking and thought it was a lot of fun, and they all knew exactly who he was, and a bunch of people gathered around, and because he spoke out against it, they took their time humiliating him, letting him know that government owns him, that he has no private space. Former Governor Jesse Ventura has taken steps. He's actually filed a suit against the TSA and the Department of Homeland Security, naming their chiefs John Pistole and Big Sis Janet Napolitano in a lawsuit that will take on invasive airport pat-downs. And then we have a link there in the article to the lawsuit if you want to read it, to the federal lawsuit. Ventura first told Alex Jones of his intent to sue the TSA privately back in November while traveling for the making of True TV's Conspiracy Theory, expressing grave concern about what he viewed as his country's transformation into East Germany. As far back as September, Ventura confided in Jones that his career was under threat and that he was considering abandoning travel altogether because of the fact that he was being harassed by TSA agents every single time he went through an airport security checkpoint. And I witnessed him, you know, on the phone telling the execs at True TV, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. I can't travel. I can't go anywhere. I'm never flying again. And, of course, he then announced that here on the air. Continuing, Jones recalls Ventura's outrage at the TSA's harassing old people in wheelchairs with the invasive new pat-down procedures. The former governor himself is routinely sent to secondary screening, every time he is, due to a hip replacement in 2008. And Jones witnessed him undergo repeated humiliating searches during pat-downs at the hands of the TSA. Worse, at airports across the country, even those presenting medical cards, which TSA is supposed to accept, describing special needs or equipment from a doctor, are routinely ignored as TSA agents demand that medical patients remove your astronomy bags, prosthetic breast, or the TSA be allowed to grope a pacemaker patient's breast. And we have links to all the mainstream articles about that. That's why I want to leave the United States, Ventura told Jones at the time. That's what he said to the TSA right in front of me. I was sitting there in the chair waiting for him to go through the rape down, the pat down, the grope down. This is why I go down to Mexico. This is wrong, he was saying to the TSA. In fact, I think I'm going to have Aaron's asleep now as he stayed up all night doing this. We need to have Watson add that he was telling TSA this. He wasn't even really telling me this. He was standing there with them all over him as it went on and on. I was sitting there. In fact, I was sitting there taking photos of it with my iPhone. We went through the checkpoint, went and got food, and I said, look at these photos. And he goes, I'm glad you took them in case something happened, but nothing happened, so erase them. And I said, okay, and I erased them. But I had the photos on this iPhone, a whole bunch of them. This went on for like 8 minutes. Probably longer. By the time I started timing it, it was 8 minutes. I was just sitting there while they were, you know, hands between his legs all over him. Would have been good evidence, but Ventura was embarrassed by it and wanted it erased. Would have helped with the suit, but he got, I mean, I told him about it, so he said get rid of him. But the point is that this went on and on and on. So telling the TSA, that's why I want to leave the United States, Ventura told Jones at the time. This is why I go down to Mexico. This is wrong, he told the TSA. Ventura indicated that he was most concerned about the destruction of the Fourth Amendment and passing of the America he once knew. We're going to come back and finish up with this article that chronicles just part of what I witnessed. But the issue here is people are standing up. They're saying no. The TSA is losing lawsuits. I told you about in the last segment, the woman who they pulled her shirt off and her bra off, and then they all went into like some type of sexual frenzy with her, saying, oh, baby, oh, baby.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, we have two articles up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Not just the Ventura Strikes Back lawsuit against TSA. We have another one with the headline dealing with the fact that his lawsuit is getting into the issue of the fact that this is sexual abuse. And so we need to get these articles out to everyone out there that we can. But continuing with this article here. During one TSA pat-down procedure on Ventura that Jones witnessed at Atlanta International Airport, Ventura loudly proclaimed his disgust the United States had turned into East Germany and that America he loved and served in the U.S. military was dead, while TSA agents conducting the pat-down merely smiled. They knew who Ventura was and that he was a public figure. Yeah, a crowd gathered around. But still subjected the former governor to an 8-minute-plus invasive search. And when they call you out and put you in the glass box, it's all about humiliation. It's like having the dunce hat put on you. And this is all peer pressure that's being engaged in here. But as I said, if you go up to Infowars.com, there's two articles by Paul Joseph Watson dealing with this, and two articles dealing with this from Aaron Dykes. The second article is Ventura lawsuit, TSA pat-downs classify as unlawful sexual abuse. And we need to get these out again to everyone so that people realize what's happening in the society and that all of this violates our constitutional rights in a big way. Continuing. Ventura filed his lawsuit Monday, January 24, 2011, in Minnesota, and news reports have named David Olson as his lawyer. The former governor has indicated that his suit will include violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Fourth Amendment, arguing that he and others with disabilities have been discriminated against and unduly singled out by the TSA despite presenting no threat and warning no reason for a lawful search. Further, Ventura has argued that his ability to travel freely has been infringed, hampering his ability to work. Yeah, they're destroying your right to travel, your right of passage. That's the first thing the Nazis did, was set up internal checkpoints and ban certain groups from being able to engage in commerce. That's the same thing the Soviets did. That's how the communist Chinese shut you down. That's what Fidel Castro does. This is a main tool of tyrants over and over again in history. Continuing here. In November 2010, Ventura vowed on the Alex Jones Show that he would never again fly on commercial aircraft so long as current TSA policies remain in place. It probably means an end to my career, Ventura lamented on the radio broadcast. We have a link to that video and audio. As the Drudge Report exposed months ago, Ventura had been groped during TSA pat-downs and is uncomfortable with the invasion of privacy as well as the abuse of government power. Now KSTP in Minnesota is reporting that Ventura accused the agencies of violating his basic rights to privacy and dignity and his right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. Ventura alleges that pat-downs include warrantless, non-suspicion-based offensive touching, gripping and rubbing of the genitals, and other sensitive areas of his body, which the lawsuit contends met the definition for an unlawful sexual assault. In November, Jesse Ventura confirmed to Alex Jones that he would be suing the TSA in the new year and would explain more once the suit was filed. Ventura is in the Baja area of Mexico, but Alex was told yesterday by his management that Ventura would be giving Jones a written statement and should be appearing on the Alex Jones Show in the near future if he's able to. Continuing, Homeland Security, in the ever-encroaching siren song of public safety, is attempting to bar our right of free passage across the country. Those who refuse to cooperate with body scanners or pat-downs are told they will be arrested, detained, or fined, just as in Nazi Germany, where increasingly geared towards internal passports, where we must satisfy on-the-spot inspection or be refused the ability to travel. And now it's expanding again to trains, buses, highways, TSA into Walmarts, DHS everywhere. They're running PSAs on TV about how they're going to be in the mall and at sports stadiums, protecting you. We covered that last week. This is the rollout of the federal goon force. Tourism is down by the billions of dollars. Angry travel and vacation industry representatives told the TSA to back down, citing some 41 million potential flyers who avoided travel due to anxiety over airport security. But airports are only the leading phase. TSA Viper squads and mobile X-ray scanners are rolling out onto the streets of America, and train and bus stations, sports stadiums, and shopping malls will be next. Homeland Security is unveiling 9,000 telescreens at 9,000 locations across America, including Walmart, to encourage people to spy on their neighbors. If anyone can stop the police state, it is the people of the United States. The bigger picture is looking more and more like 1984. It is vital that we resist these police state measures and make our voices heard. We commend Governor Jesse Ventura for standing up to the TSA and using his prominent name to fight back against clear bullying and intimidation by the government agency trying to expand its mandate of power. Yeah, it's a power grab. Others have fought the TSA, including a man in Seattle who recently won his suit over the right to use a camera. Moreover, the TSA had to settle with an Amarillo, Texas woman after the agent shockingly exposed her breast and then laughed about it. the news reported and the suit reported, they actually came up and said, man, I wish I'd have been part of that search, honey. So that's, again, one of the articles. There's another article, Ventura lawsuit, TSA pat-downs classify as unlawful sexual abuse, another article authored by Aaron Dykes solely. This article, Ventura strikes back with lawsuit against TSA, is, again, Aaron Dykes and Alex Jones. Please help us get this out to everyone you know. It is so important that people realize the full spectrum of what's happening. Normally, when you see a mainstream news article about the TSA, they only report on one tiny factor in the overall larger equation, one little fraction of it. This article is a full spectrum breakdown to give people the big picture, and that's why it's such a godsend that a juggernaut site like the Drudge Report is top linked to it, because we've been fighting against this TSA takeover society now for at least 9 years. I saw Governor Ridge 8 years ago, the incoming head of Homeland Security at the time, right as it was getting a cabinet-level position. I openly saw him announce that TSA is going to be all over America, that the airports were a beta test. So we knew what they were going to do, and now it's happening. So for those marveling that we've accurately been able to break down the future, it's not hard. They told us what they would do. And there's no doubt this has nothing to do with security. It's about a federal power grab as they bring us into this orchestrated engineered depression. They're trying to end our way of life. This is a globalist revolution against liberty and freedom. Now, we also, again, have the lawsuit linked in the first paragraph of the article, if you want to read it in full, in the article Ventura Strikes Back with Lawsuit Against TSA. It's also in the second Ventura article, Ventura Lawsuit, TSA Pat-Downs Classify as Unlawful Sexual Abuse. And I'll cover that story, that second part, after we take some of your phone calls. But if they get away with this TSA takeover, they're going to get away with everything. If they can set this precedent, stick their hands down our pants, and to put us in naked body scanners that bathe us in radiation, which they admit is dangerous now, if they can get away with that, they can get away with anything. And they're building this army of dumbed-down goons who think it's normal and right to do all of this. But the good news is the courts are ruling over and over again what they're doing is wrong. And this Ventura has sued the head of the WWF and won that nobody ever beat. He sued other people. He's not litigious, but if you stomp on him and violate his rights, he will come after you in court. And he told me privately, he said, I've never lost a lawsuit of the few he's filed, and he's going after him, and they did deep research on this in the last 2 months, and so we need to get behind this by certainly spreading the word about it to spur others to stand up for their rights and to file more suits. Resistance is victory. John in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? I'm a first-time caller, and I just wanted to touch on something that I haven't heard a whole lot about lately, which is the thing called climate change. I noticed we've been having a lot of, like, record cold temperatures and tons of snow, and one thing I paid attention to was the mainstream media has not been reporting on tying that in with the, the weather, the cold weather with the climate change, and I was wondering what your take was on that.
Well, look, there are thousands and thousands of many climates. I forget the number that it's broken down by the different global atmospheric and oceanic organizations, but there's thousands and thousands of many climates and subclimates. And so you can always find places in the world that are going to be having record highs or record lows or record rainfall or record high seas, especially because now there's more buoys and more satellites and more instruments reading all of this. And so I want to be careful about saying that, record cold, since they've been recording temperatures in Western Europe in the last 350 plus years, saying, oh, look, it's not warming, it's cooling. But certainly they said warming, 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 warming. They lied and said that when carbon dioxide goes up in the ice core samples, that then temperature goes up. Temperature goes up, then there's more life, and the next 50 to 100 years it varies, then carbon dioxide goes up, which has been much higher.
Every chance they get, they always want to, tie it into, when there's weird weather anomalies, they want to tie it.
Well, sure, but I mean, what they've done is they've shifted from global warming to climate change, and then now they've even shifted to our deteriorating climate. That came out in the New York Times about a year ago, that they have internal talking points from the White House, and the UN on this. So they're just teaching people if it's cold, it's your fault. If it's hot, it's your fault. If there's a thunderstorm, it's your fault. Meanwhile, there's a whole other part of this equation, and that's all the governments and private corporations running around doing weather manipulation that's admitted. But most of it is classified, but the fact that massive programs are going on, that's declassified. And so how do we know a lot of this bizarre weather isn't being done intentionally? Or all the weather modification going on from the Middle East to China to the U.S., I mean, every major country's doing it. How do we know that isn't causing chain reactions in climate, which we've had climatologists on to talk about? You know, I mean, it may not even be intentional. But what we do know is that human interaction with the environment dealing with climate is very small compared to main drivers like the sun, other types of particles coming in from deep space. That they know now for at least 20 years is what's forming the nuclei in the atmosphere. So it's the weather in space that's the main driver. Then secondarily, there's the moon, which is controlling 76% of the Earth's surface, manipulating the tides, which has a massive atmospheric effect. And they debate whether it's the second biggest effect or the third, because then there's the internal Earth's magnetic field coming out at the poles that's also causing serious atmospheric anomalies. That's why we have the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis. But very good points. Anything else, John?
Yeah, real quick, I just wanted to request that maybe you can get some guests on your show. There was Naomi Wolf was one that I've listened to and over the years, and she had some good key points, and I thought maybe you could try to get her on as a guest.
You know, we've had Naomi Wolf on a few times. You know, she is a big liberal, but she is against the police state and has spoken out against Obama. And the last two times we tried to get her on, she had phone problems each time and had to get off. So, it's just what can you do if the phones don't work? But I appreciate your call, John. Lonnie in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going? How are you doing?
Good.
Oh, I was just had a couple of mainly if you've really noticed the the predictive programming that's been going on lately. Mainly going on, like, talking about, like, the Illuminati and stuff. Like, what was it? There's, a comic book. Have you heard of The Avengers?
No, I really don't read a lot of comic books, but I am aware that on TV and movies, in Marvel Comics, it's just everywhere. The Illuminati, the New World Order, is the hottest issue out there for many years now. People are waking up to the secret ruling class, the social engineers, the priest class. So the establishment is producing all of these movies and programs trying to spin it or saying that, oh, the Statue of Liberty is Lucifer, but it's the good Lucifer. You know, we're seeing more and more of this. You know, they tried to just say none of it existed for so long, but now because they can't just deny it, they're basically trying to take it over. If they can't beat us, join us, but then spin it. But that just shows how effective the alternative media has become.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm totally seeing. I did see the
Watchmen that came out a few years ago, and that whole thing's Illuminati. At the end, and it's true to the comic book, the God man who's ascended, what's his name, Mr. Manhattan, he's teamed up with this other guy, Mazzy Damnamus, I forget the name, I've only seen it once, who's the Lucifer type, and he basically uses this energy weapon to destroy a bunch of major cities to bring in world peace and to reduce world population. And Mr. Manhattan at the end says, I do see what you've done now. This is beautiful. Killing people en masse. It made perfect sense. And so basically any comic book movie I see has those type of parallels in it.
Yeah, no, exactly. And also they're making a video game dealing with the Illuminati, the Knights Templar, and this other group I've never heard of personally, but it's called the Dragon. And basically the whole point of the game is that it's one of those big, it's kind of like World of Warcraft, but basically the object of the game is that you use these supposed, powers of the Illuminati or the Knights Templar or the Dragon for good, for humanity to to help out.
Well, this is what these ministry schools and the Rosicrucians and all branches of this do, and I appreciate your call. What they do is they bring people in to these different Masonic orders, and they say, here is a group of questions about what you would do in moral situations. And if you answer it in a moral way, and you don't believe the end justifies the means, and you're against enslavement and tyranny, they go, you're like the founding fathers. You're the good guy. You now are going to advance, but then you really don't advance. You become a porch mason or a porch Knights Templar or Rosicrucian. It's all different flavors of the same Kool-Aid. And then you go out and raise money and do good works and give them a front of good guys. But if you do basically tie into their Illuminati view of the end justifies the means and you can do evil but also good, it's all about the greater balance, then you truly are advanced up into the higher degrees and orders. And they do the same thing in the military, the Delta Force. I first heard Limbaugh about 18 years ago cover this. I was in college at the time, just got out of high school listening to him. I heard him talk about, yeah, I got friends in Delta Force. And what they do when they've already gone through all these courses and proven that they're the toughest out there and the smartest is they're given 10 hours at night after they're totally exhausted to read Machiavelli's The Prince. And then they're given a questionnaire. And depending on how they answer that and how they write an essay on that, that's what's decided about where they'll be put in the organization. And if you decide the end justifies the means, go ahead and do horrible things for a greater good, you're advanced. And, of course, and then later I saw in mainstream news that was actually true. But, I mean, that's just an example of what they do. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
continue with your phone calls into the next hour. Then I'm going to get into the economy. I'm going to get into the State of the Union coming up. Barry Sotaro, known as Barack Obama. We're going to get into Mexican police gunman open fire at soccer game, seven dead. Every day I see articles, well, it's over 30,000 now, or right at 30,000, people killed in Mexico where they have total gun bans in place. There's one gun shop in the country for police to buy guns. Okay, total gun ban, and it is abject bedlam. Now, later I'm going to get into this. Authorities fear cops being targeted after at least 11 officers shot in 24 hours. But going over all these cases, it's drug dealers or it's people angry that family had been sentenced to life in prison. It's criminals. That's why we have the guns, is to protect ourselves. We're an armed society. Nobody's going to change that. We've always been a violent frontier society. We need guns. And you've seen the statistics that more than 20 times on average guns are used to stop or frustrate crime for every time they're used in a crime. I mean, look at the places that have total gun bans, like Chicago and New York, highest crime rates in the country. The criminals move there because only the citizens who are law-abiding follow those unconstitutional rules. But this is terrible that police officers are being killed everywhere. But they're saying, you know, they don't think it's a fluke. Well, what are you going to do as the Mexican mafia and others start targeting police as they've done? And some of this does appear to be connected to that. So we're going to be breaking that down, but certainly bad news. And they're saying they're going to beef security up at police stations. Look, if somebody's ready to give their life, you can't stop them. They could take all of the guns in America, and I could, with a shank, take all the guns I ever wanted. I mean, do you know what a ball peen hammer will do? I remember reading about World War II. I'm already getting into this, I guess. I remember in reading about World War II and how they'd be having warfare in the forest, in and around the Battle of the Bulge, but many other battles. And the U.S. troops would use ball peen hammers because when you snuck up on a machine gun emplacement, if you gunned them all down, you know, the old special forces move is with the knife, grab around the face, around the mouth so they can't yell, stab them in the kidneys. That tends to make people go into shock immediately. That's not what the troops would do most of the time. They would use a ball peen hammer in those special forces airborne type crews, and they would just slam it down full power on somebody's head, usually killing them, but definitely knocking them out. So, I mean, if they took all the guns, what are you going to do about a ball peen hammer? You could take all the guns, all the tanks, all the weapons you ever wanted with a ball peen hammer. Period. Period. A big, heavy ball peen hammer is the equivalent of what knights would use in warfare of a trudgeon. Maybe we should search engine a trudgeon or a mace. A mace, of course, is a trudgeon on the end of a chain that you would swing around for effect. But a trudgeon, and the 21st century version of that is a heavy ball peen hammer. So I don't want violence against government, but we have a drug-dealing, corrupt society because of the drug war. I saw statistics just a few days ago out of several European countries. In fact, we reprint that for me if you get a chance, because I forget the exact nations. It showed massive – in fact, one headline was country closing 9 prisons because of lack of crime after decriminalizing drugs. I mean, you got people hopped up out of their minds. It gives the criminal element something to make money out of. It corrupts the police. And most of this stuff in Mexico and here in the U.S. is drug-related. Take the money out of it. I mean, how many interviews have you seen where drug dealers admit they don't want drugs decriminalized? The government's making money off of it as well. So you can never take all the guns and stop either criminals or the citizens from doing whatever they want, okay? That's the way it is. The only thing you can do is have guns to protect yourself from criminals. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.